at 6:06. City is partly clear, 44 degrees in Tulsa. We will have a high fire danger this afternoon and a high of 58. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Now that Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage is deemed unconstitutional, what happens next? Matt Trotter has been looking into that question for us.
The Oklahoma case could join Utah's case in the 10th District Court of Appeals. Gay marriages in Utah have stopped until a decision is made there. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says that ruling probably won't settle either case.
At least in Utah, and I assume in Oklahoma, whoever loses at the 10th Circuit is likely to pursue an appeal in the Supreme Court, but you still need four justices who are willing to hear the appeal.
A statement from Oklahoma's attorney general seems to indicate they would join the Utah case rather than go it alone. It's unclear right now, however, whether any action will be taken. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Avalon Halfway House in downtown Tulsa will no longer have Department of Corrections inmates. The DOC is removing its inmates from the facility, according to a letter sent to Avalon. The state had about 200 residents at the halfway house earlier this month. The problem apparently stems from allegations of recent fights at the center that may have been supported or even condoned by management. The state chamber of commerce says a tax break for horizontal drilling is fueling Oklahoma's oil boom. The report was written by economist Mark Sneed. He says exploration is much more expensive than it used to be, and the drillers need help.
The wells drilled in Oklahoma today cost approximately $4 million on average.
The Oklahoma Policy Institute, however, disagrees, saying that the chamber's report is partial and incomplete. That tax break is set to expire next year. Oklahoma's oil and gas regulator is proposing some new rules to help researchers study drilling-related earthquakes in Oklahoma.
The Corporation Commission wants daily volume and pressure data from companies operating disposal wells in central Oklahoma's Arbuckle Formation, the rocky underground birthplace of most of the state's recent earthquakes. Seismologists say the lack of such information has stymied research into earthquakes likely triggered by the wells, which oil and gas companies used for the long-term storage of toxic drilling fluid. Corporation Commission spokesman Matt Skinner.
The whole idea there is to find out in real time what's going on below in terms of injection pressures.
From here, the proposed rule faces public comments at two technical conferences before it's considered by Oklahoma's three corporation commissioners. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
The Arkansas River development along Riverside Drive gets a $10 million donation. The Chapman Foundation in Tulsa is the latest to donate money to the development of the gathering place. The Kaiser Foundation is leading the way in the development with over $200 million pledged to that project. An Oklahoma lawmaker files legislation that would ask you to decide whether to fund storm shelters in Oklahoma's public schools. The measure was filed yesterday by Joe Dorman. He's a Democratic candidate for governor.
Today I filed House Joint Resolution 1078. This would create a $500 million bond issue for local school districts to have the funding to build storm shelters and improve school security standards.
It is similar to an initiative petition that Dorman helped spearhead that called for a statewide referendum on the issue. That measure failed to get enough signatures. Our weather forecast, sunny and very windy today. We will have a high fire danger this afternoon and an afternoon peak of 58 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear and cold. 27 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, blue skies and slightly cooler, a high of 45. And on the weekend, well, it looks great for both days at this point. Highs in the mid-60s. By now in Tulsa, it is partly clear and 44. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.